God is good all the time. Our hope and our strength and our life is in Him. Thank you, Master. How many of y'all know things are turning around? If you heard Trump's speech today, he's freaking them out. You know how many people are resigning from office? It's incredible. Even the attorney for the Democratic Party told people to leave the country. He's going to have to leave himself. But it doesn't matter where they go. You can't leave the country and not be expedited. No, anywhere in the world. Because it's international. It's global. The crimes that they committed are not just, there's no limitations. There's no time to run out. There's no, it's forever. So they can't escape. And they will be brought to justice, every single one. But they are freaking. They're trying to weasel their way out. So they're trying to turn on one another. They're trying to pay their way out, but it ain't happening. And there's so many things that's going on. Believe me, things are going to move quickly, but I'm going to tell you right now, because the inauguration is not till the 20th, they're going to do everything they can to prevent Trump being inaugurated. But, you know, he was certified, so that's a big thing. So he is the president. And that they can't turn that around, but they'll prevent him from, even these judges that are trying to sentence him and all the stuff for crimes that he never even committed, they're going to go to jail. They're going to go to jail for perjury, extortion, and interfering with an election. They think that they're going to get away with it still. Some of them are even killing themselves already because they know they're not getting away with it. Every Democrat that's a voter and promoter of such wickedness will be judged by God. They will not outrun the judgment of the Lord. They better repent soon. So if you're a Democrat, you better repent soon, because the wrath of God will catch up with you. But it's happening. But the blessings of the Lord are on His people. They're going to overflow like big time. If you've read the 25 newsletter, you'll see that there's a move of God that is just expanding tremendously. And it's continuing. And one of the things that God is doing right now and everything, he's bringing what we call divine assignments. Everyone say divine assignments. These are assignments are divine designs. They're designed by God. It's called a divine assignment. And many people are missing their divine assignments because they're so caught up in the things of the world and missing what God is trying to do. They're impatient. They're anxious for everything. They want things now. You know, one of the things, the worst thing you can do is fall in that catch up. The catch up mode. I didn't mean the catch up on a hamburger. You know. There's that catch up. I need to catch up on things. I need to. It's a bad relationship. And in that, we need to rest. Trust. Wait. Because many people are missing their divine assignments, and they don't even realize it. Because they're being misled by money. They're being misled by pressure, fear. All of these things, they're missing it. And it's a global thing. And God is trying to get His people into position in a mighty way so that they can be blessed with overflow and freedom. Because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. In 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 6, let's read it together. But this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. So let each one give as he has purpose in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity. For God loves a what? Cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always have all sufficiency in all things. may have an abundance for every good work. In other words, what's he saying here? God's going to grant you favor with abundance of all the work that he has designed, prepared for you to do. It's called divine assignments. Where there's a divine assignments, there is provision. And there'll be more provision coming as you're steadfast in your position. Verse 9, as it is written, he has dispersed abroad, he has given to the poor, his righteousness endures forever. Now may he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food supply and multiply the seed you have sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness. While you are enriched with everything for all liberty, which causes thanksgiving through us to God. For the administration of this service not only supplies the needs of the saints, but also is abounding through many thanksgivings to God. While through the proof of this ministry, they glorify God for the obedience of your confession to the gospel of Christ and for your liberal sharing with them and all men. And by their prayer for you, who long for you because of the exceeding grace or great favor of God in you. Thanks be to God for his incredible gift. It's an incredible gift. Favor towards you and me, having abundance in all things to fulfill the work of the Lord, bringing freedom to the world through the gospel of Jesus Christ. In Romans chapter 8 and verse 28. As long as you maintain faithfulness in your assignment, you will never miss the divine assignment, the next one God's releasing. But if you're not faithful in the first one, you always miss the next one. Romans 8:28. Hallelujah. And we know all things what? Work to the good. They work. These work is a divine assignment. They work together for the good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he predestined, these he also called. Whom he called, these he also justified. And whom he justified, these he also glorified. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, what? Who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him for us all. How shall we not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet in all things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded neither death nor life nor angel nor principalities nor powers nor things present or things to come, neither height nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. All things work to his good. As foreknown, predestined, and conformed into his character of love. He provides provision. We are the called. We are justified. We are glorified. And it's for his purpose and his work. Again, all of these are for the divine assignments that he has predestined us to fulfill. And these divine assignments come to an end and then another one begins. Now you may start multiple ones during the process of one assignment. There could be two others added to it, because they're all associated with it. But they will never contradict one another. Never. It's always a process of completing it all. One of the signs of contradiction in multiple assignments is confusion. There's never confusion. God is not the author of confusion. So when the confusion comes and there's a contradiction in an assignment, in other words, one is contradicting the other. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3, blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. Man, we have a hard time comprehending that, I think, sometimes. Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Having predestined us to the adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, or his divine assignments for us. To the praise of his glory, of his grace, by which he made us accepted in the beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace, which he made to abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself, that in a dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth in him. In him also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will, that we who first trusted in Christ should be the praise of his glory. In him you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and whom also, having delivered or believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of his glory. Blessed, favored in seats of a position in heavenly places to oversee and promote the work of the Lord. We are overseers of his works. All of these works are known as divine assignments. See, not only do you have your own divine assignment, but you may assist in somebody else's divine assignment. So God brings assistance and help. Those that are more mature in certain things that God has brought them through will assist others. 2 Timothy 4 and verse 1. I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead as is appearing in his kingdom. Preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers. And they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. But you be watchful in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, and fulfill your divine assignment or your ministry. Your ministry is a divine assignment. It doesn't have to be a ministry. It's just a divine assignment of whatever God has you doing. It could be at a job. It could be anything. It could be at a school. It could be anywhere. But you have a divine assignment. And sometimes, like I said before, there could be multiple divine assignments that God is trying to complete you with. I know that sometimes he gives me multiple things to do in their divine assignments. But the whole thing is I may know that I have these to do, but I must be led by the Spirit of God when to do them and how to put them in divine order. See, divine assignments must be always put in a divine order. If they're out of divine order, those divine assignments cannot be completed. They won't be fulfilled. And they would always cause confusion. You know, that's where the word says God won't give you any more than you can handle. Amen. When people get into a place where they can't handle, it's because it wasn't God who gave it to them. Philippians 3, verse 7. But what things were gained to me, these I have counted loss for Christ. Yet indeed I also count all things lost for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness of which is from God by faith, that I may know him in the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, if by any means I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. Not that I've already attained or am already perfected, but I press on, that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has laid hold of me. Brethren, I don't count myself as to apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, reaching for the things which are ahead. I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. That goal is the divine assignment. Therefore, let us, as many as are mature, have this mind, and if in anything you think otherwise, God will reveal even this to you. Nevertheless, to the degree that we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us be of the what? Same mind. Brethren, join in following my example and note those who walk as you have for us as a pattern. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who set their minds on earthly things, so they are not fulfilling a divine assignment. For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body that it may be conformed to his glorious body, according to the working by which he is able to even subdue all things to himself. Hallelujah. Powerful. You know, you and I are to resist the resistance, the attacks in every area. You know, resist the attacks against your assignments. We are not of this world, amen, anymore. But we've been sent into this world or this reality to fulfill his plan of destiny. That is called divine assignments. See, sometimes we're always looking for what's God's will, what's God's will. Well, God's will is that we fulfill a divine assignment. See, there's a pattern of God's will of character. But then there's a pattern of God's divine assignments according to his will. See, there's works of will and there's conduct of will. And both of those things must align so that we can fulfill everything that we're supposed to fulfill in the time that we have. In true reality, we don't have much time left. In fact, look how time flies. Look where you are now compared to where you were. I mean, things are just moving so rapidly. It's like there's not enough time in a day to get things done because time is moving so fast. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 1. Verse 1, let's speak it together. Moreover, brethren, I declare to you the gospel which I preached to you, which also you received, in which you stand, by which also you are saved, if you hold on that fast, that word which I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. So he said, look, you're going to maintain salvation as long as you hold on. For I delivered to you first of all that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again on the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he was seen by Cephas, then by 12. After that, he was seen by over 500 brethren at once. Hello. He appeared to them all at once, individually. Of whom the greater part remain to the present, but some have fallen asleep. After that, he was seen by James, and then by the apostles. Then last of all, he was seen by me also, as by one born out of due time. In other words, he wasn't born according to time. He was born out of time. In other words, he was born out of time for a divine assignment. I mean, if you see what the Lord told Ananias when he went over to talk to Paul after he had got slammed and blinded, he said, he is a chosen vessel of mine. A chosen to what? To preach the gospel. So God, before he even slammed him, already gave him a divine assignment. Does everybody get it? See, before, there's been divine assignments waiting for me and you to fulfill. And sometimes we're fulfilling someone else's that was supposed to fulfill, but then it became ours. It's how God works. Hallelujah. Is everybody okay? Oh, thank you, Jesus. All right. One born out of due time. In other words, not in natural time, but in spiritual time. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2. Grace, which is also associated with favor and peace, be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of our Jesus our Lord. As his divine power is given to us all things. In other words, that's provision and power that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by the glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly in great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. But also for this very reason, given in all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. For if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he who lacks these things is short-sighted even to blindness, and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins. Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure, for if you do these things, you will never stumble. So an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Wow. Favor and power be multiplied in revelation knowledge to restrain yourself and the enemy. To restrain yourself and the enemy, allowing the divine nature to control. In other words, you're surrendering it all to the divine nature to control. See, when the divine nature is not in control, you can't fulfill a divine destiny. You can't fulfill a divine assignment. You can't fulfill it. We'll end up messing it up. We'll think we're doing it, but we're not. Then confusion comes. Frustration comes. Psalm 8, verse 4. I know people right now that are working hard in the wrong assignment. And they're trying to maintain it, but it's not a divine assignment. It's a carnal assignment. It's a self-imposed assignment. What is man that you are what? Mindful of him. And a son of man that you visit him. For you have made him a little lower than the angels, and you have crowned him with glory and honor. You have made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. Just think about that. God has given us dominion over the works of his hands. In other words, we're to be his hands now. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, even the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea that pass through the paths of the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Dominion over the works of his hands, or assignments. When you see the word works, it's assignments. They're divine assignments. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 11 and 12. Beloved, I beg you as sojourners and pilgrims, abstain from sexual or fleshly lusts which war against the soul, having your conduct honorable among the Gentiles, that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may by your good works or your what? Divine assignments. which they have observed, glorify God in a day of visitation. See, the world will see your divine assignment. They'll see you working it out. Dominion over the works of his hands, that's us, and his divine assignments. You are assigned by divine assignments, which these are design works specifically. It's like a piece of artwork that's given, or plans, let's say, that's given to us. We don't read the plans. We don't really know. But they're there. It's to fulfill a specific assignment. Everyone has there's an anointing in your knower. There's a confirmation in your knower. There's been a time when you've been waiting and waiting and waiting for release of the divine assignment while you've been staying busy with other assignments. Even God will allow you to do your own assignment until the divine one becomes first. That's when we ask, Lord, what is your will for me? What do you want me to do? And when he doesn't answer, you know what you do? Nothing. You wait. You maintain what you're doing already. You be accountable. You learn God's trust in what you're doing right now, because he won't give you any more unless you maintain that fulfillment of maintaining trust with him. So you do what you're supposed to do now. Don't worry about tomorrow. Don't worry about things. What does the word say? Don't worry about what you're going to wear, what you're going to eat, how you're going to pay your bills. Stop all that. God will make a way where there seems to be no way when you're in him. When you're truly walking in him and with him, you will see the unfolding of your divine assignment and the provision added to it. Because God does not release a divine assignment without providing. You know, when we started this whole thing here, I had no idea. In fact, I didn't ask to do this. I mean, I was expected to be a traveling evangelist. I wanted to speak on street corners while my wife was a traveling nurse. That's what our desire was at first. Until I got invited to be a pastor at a drug rehab. What? And I went to the Lord. I said, Lord, I'm not a pastor. He says, you'll be whatever I tell you to be. I said, okay. I don't know how to be a pastor. Don't worry about it. So understand, I mean, there was a desire in my heart to help people because of how God helped me, but I had no idea this was going to happen. And especially with no money, you know, I wasn't working. My wife was the only one working, and then, you know, house was in foreclosure. Then the Lord turned that around, and then the next thing I know, people are knocking on my door going, look at, you want to buy my house? Wait a minute, and they were on our block. I'm like, Lord, how are we going to, what do you, trust me. So I knew in my spirit that one of the divine assignments was to purchase multiple homes on this block. I didn't know how. I didn't know when. Next thing I know, my neighbor next door over here, she's got a broken water hose outside. I went over to fix it. She came over, started talking to me, and said, you know, I'm selling my house. I said, oh, really? She goes, yeah, it's a few months behind a mortgage, and somebody's going to take it over. I said, well, I'll gladly take it over. She said, okay. Okay, that's one, besides the one we were in already. And then there was two other ones that showed up, and I said, hold on a second, Lord. You got to tell my wife this, because she ain't going to get this. So the next thing I know was at midnight, and she had to get up at like 4 in the morning to go to nursey worky. And she came out of bed and says to me, I don't know why I'm up. I said, I do. She said, what? I said, we're supposed to buy these other two houses. She said, okay, and went back to sleep. I was like, whoa, that was good, Lord. So those were two other, in other words, these divine assignments were coming up and coming up. I didn't know how it was going to work out. I didn't have to. If he said this was going to happen, it's going to happen. You just got to let it work out. And whatever you try to do, don't. Don't, because it'll backfire on you. Let God build the house. Amen. or we don't, we labor in vain. And that's a true word about that. Hallelujah. I still don't know what I'm going to be when I grow up. But we know God has got great plans. I know that there's a divine assignments. I don't know how they're going to be fulfilled yet. But when you can trust the Lord and you can just watch things begin to move and change. And how he just changes everything. The people that are supposed to be a part, the people that are not supposed to be a part. And he just changes it all where everything falls into divine order. But if you try to make things happen, you'll fall out of divine order and not fulfill a divine assignment. We can't make things happen, but we can pray. Amen? Things happen with prayer. 1 Thessalonians 2:4. But as we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel, even so we speak not as pleasing men, but God who tests our hearts. For neither at any time did we use flattering words, as you know, nor cloak for covetousness, God is witness. Nor did we seek glory from men, either from you or from others, when we might have made demands as apostles of Christ. But we are gentle among you, just as a nursing mother cherishes her own children. So affectionately longing for you, we were all pleased to impart to you not only the gospel of God, but also our own lives, because you had become dear to us. For you remember, brethren, our labor and toil, for laboring night and day, that we might not be a burden to any of you, we preached to you the gospel of God. This was a divine assignment. You are witnesses, and God also, how devoutly and justly and blamelessly we behaved ourselves among you who believe. As you know how we exhorted and comforted and charged every one of you, as a father does his own children, that you would walk worthy of God who calls you into his own kingdom and glory. Labor and toil by divine design. To fulfill a divine assignment by God for such a time as this. Hebrews 6, verse 9. But, beloved, we are confident of better things concerning you. Yes, things that accompany salvation. Though we speak in this matter, for God is not unjust to forget your work or your assignment and labor of love which you have shown toward his name. In that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. And we desire that each one of you show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope until the end. That you do not become what? Sluggish, but imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promise. Wow. God will not forget your labor and your assignment. But he forgets your labor out of that assignment. It will not be accounted. Remember he said, he talked about those who labored for gold and silver and all the other stuff and hay and whatever. He said it wasn't accounted for. You wouldn't get rewarded for that. Why? Because they weren't fulfilling the divine assignment. They were fulfilling their own assignments. Didn't Jesus say to many that came up to him, said, Lord, we did this in your name. We did that in your name. He said, no, you practice lawlessness. Why? Because they didn't do the divine assignments. They did their own thing. 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 1. Therefore, since Christ suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves also with the same mind or thoughts, for he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. Verse 2. That he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh for the lust of men, but for the will of God. Now again, the will of God is a divine assignment. For we have spent enough of our past lifetime in doing the will of the Gentiles when we walked in lewdness, lust, drunkenness, revelries, drinking parties, and abominable idolatries. In regards to these, they think it's strange that you don't run with them anymore, the same flood of dissipation, speaking evil of you. Why? Because you're fulfilling a divine assignment, and they're no longer. They're just fulfilling assignments to survive. They will give account to him who is ready to judge the living and the dead. For this reason, the gospel is preached also to those who are dead, that they might be judged according to men in the flesh, but live according to God in the spirit. But the end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be serious and watchful in your prayers. And above all things, have fervent love for one another, for love covers a multitude of sins. Be hospitable to one another without grumbling. As each one has received a gift, minister to it one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If anyone speaks, let him speak to the oracles of God. If anyone ministers, let him do it with the ability which God supplies, that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belong the glory and dominion forever and ever. Arm yourselves with the mind of Christ and the divine assignment of God Almighty. And I'm going to close at Proverbs 3, verse 3. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. And so find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and men. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart and stop leaning on your own understanding. In all of your ways acknowledge him, and he's going to direct your paths. And he's going to establish your divine assignment. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord. Depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. Honor the Lord with your possessions and the first fruits of your increase. So your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow with new wine. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor detest his correction. For whom the Lord loves, he corrects. Just as a father, the Son in whom he delights. Again, trust him all the way. Wait patiently. Let him lead you. That's why it's called being led by the Spirit of God. Why? So he can fulfill. You can't fulfill this divine assignment in the flesh or on your own. It cannot be. That's why it's called divine assignment. It's heavenly. It's holy. It's precious. And it's God-given glory to himself. For me and you, we get an opportunity to participate in it. That's an honor and a blessing that we get participate in a divine assignment from God Almighty so he may be glorified. Amen. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. We ask you to protect this seed and let it grow and bear fruit for your glory in the mighty name of Jesus.